Good morning. My name is Hans Olsen, and I am here with Ellie Connolly for the Dow 50 Story Gathering Project. And Ellie has a story for us.
Should I start?
Yes.
Okay. I came to campus about a year before before the Dow demonstration. I've been politically active in high school from a family of politically active people, and from Rockford, Illinois. And my father had gone to UW back in the 20s and 30s, and we were all drawn to coming to Madison. So I came to college here, and right away when I came to college, there was the takeover of the Peterson building, the Peterson administration building, by students on campus who did not want information being get their grades and other information being given to the draft board. And that, I've been against the war, even though it was in its early days, but that really clarified a lot of the issues for me and showed me some of the class and race dynamics that were going on also. I then was living in a household that had my sister and some people who'd started the committee to end the war in Vietnam. And I knew about the Dow demonstration, and my sister's future husband, Evan Stark, was one of the people organizing it. So on the day of the Dow demonstration, well, actually a day or two before, and I can't quite remember when the San Francisco Mime Troupe came into town and did a show at the, in the Union. I don't know if it was the Union Theater or Great Hall, but they did a show there. Kind of got us all pumped up. The Dow demonstration happening, you know, it was very clear that napalm was not a good thing and that Dow really should not be allowed on campus. I mean, we wouldn't allow Adolf Hitler, hopefully, on campus. But anyway, so I went down there and I was a little late. I was planning on going and sitting in, but by the time I got there, it was pretty full. And I didn't know it at the time, but my sister was inside. And so we were outside the building, and I remember suddenly, and there were quite a bit of people, and there was chanting and the sort of normal things, actually quite low-key from what then transpired. And all of a sudden, a SWAT team, although we didn't know that name then, but they looked like a SWAT team, comes up and goes into the building, and it's nobody knows what's going on inside, and then people start coming outside, and they're bloody, and it's obviously horrific. And I got really upset by the police rioting, and was gonna go over. I mean, I was 18 probably at the time, 18, 19, and you know, really pretty mature in a lot of ways, and I was going to go over and kick those dang pigs, but luckily somebody held me back and said, you know, they're bigger than we are, and you know, you're just going to end up in a bad shape, and it's not going to do anything. And I really was nonviolent, but I was so upset, and it was my first time I've seen something like that going on. So then, you know, chaos and chanting and all the commotion was happening, and more people came in, and the cops were kind of crazier and crazier, and the students reacted, and I'm sure there was some rock throwing, but that would have probably been the extent of what was going on. And you know, I don't really remember. I guess tear gas and things was thrown, and that's how we dispersed. But I know that it kind of, there was waves coming and going because nobody could quite believe what had happened. I was next to the people from the San Francisco Mime Troupe that were there, and Irv White, who was taking some of the photos, and took the photo of the kind of a famous photo with some of the San Francisco Mime Troupe person being in the paddy wagon and being hauled off. So it was really kind of horrible, and nobody could quite believe what was happened, except that we were angry and felt that our campus had been invaded in a really horrible way, and that I think things became clearer. And even though I'd been a social activist before that, it radicalized me, as I quite sure it radicalized a lot of students on campus and community members, because there were community members down too. My sister got out safely. She was helping. There was a man in there with his child, a small child, less than a year. And when the cops had come in, she went over to him to help him get out and to protect him and the baby when they got out, because she was worried about them. Since then, I was in Madison that whole time until just before the Army Research was blown up by Carl Armstrong and the New Year's gang. Just a minute. We were protesting the whole time and trying to end the war in whatever way we could. Since then, I've been a social activist my whole life, so to this day. So that's Dow, as far as I can remember.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you for talking about how it shaped your life moving forward, this story. Again, this is Hans Olsen with the Dow 50 Project at the Madison Public Library. It is the 18th of October, 2017.